This FabFM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Mayor Michael Kerr, the Daintree River Crossing community consultation result, 66% to 33% over a bridge solution. They want two ferries. You spoke extensively on this morning.
Absolutely, because it's been something that's been going on for many years. You know, as long as I can remember, as I said, there's been a debate over, shall we have a bridge or ferry? And, you know, it's important for people to realise that survey result showed that every third person you were talking to wanted a bridge. And that's a lot of people. And, you know, they didn't get a chance to have their say at the last consultation. And so this time they did. And now everyone has had the opportunity to speak and say whether they'd prefer a bridge option or a ferry option. And they've got the costs in front of them. So they knew what the consequences would be. You know, and as I said in the meeting, you know, a second ferry is going to cost this council money as far as our income revenue goes that has been allocated into our budgets. And we need to recoup that some way. So it will be a mixture of rate increases, fare increases, and reducing of some services if need be. But they're things councillors will have to discuss at the next budget meeting. And there's still the issue, as the councillors brought up in the meeting, of what the contract will actually contain. You know, there's always been questions later after the previous contract was signed. And these are things that us councillors want to make sure we're up to speed on. We know what's in this contract before the CEO signs it.
Councillor Peter McEwen says he was concerned about the result of the survey.
I just had concerns about the results in relation to how the information went out. There was some confusion with people just receiving one card, whether they thought they weren't sure whether it was one vote per household or whether they could get additional cards from somewhere to have one vote per person. A lot of people mentioned to me that they did not receive the information as to what the financial implications were going to be, which was supposedly sent out, which I received one, but a lot of people said that they didn't receive them. So a lot of people didn't have all the information to make a proper judgment.
And what about, you mentioned also extra costs that maybe tourist operators have to tack on for visitors?
Yeah, we have had comments from some operators to say that they have to pass those additional costs for the increased ferry price onto their travelling people. And they feel that that might push it over the top and it may not be attractive when they've got to charge that money to go to Cape Tribulation each day. They think it might put them out of the picture where people say that's too expensive.
The bridge seems to be off the table now. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's off the table, but I'm sure if I'm around in 10 years' time, it'll be back on the table because I think we've got to move with the times. And I think that we'll see how the ferry operation goes. There's still a lot of work to do to get permits and see the operational side of it. But listen, I don't think this will be the end of the bridge. I think in the future it'll be back on the table.
Councillor Scommazon also had reservations.
Yes, I've got quite a few concerns with the report, and that's why I'm very disappointed today that we didn't get to table that in the council meeting, which we had been advised previously. So I think the report, when we go out to consultation with the community, I think we need to do better, especially accommodating our elderly in this shire. And so the feedback I've got with residents from the shire is a lot of people weren't aware that even the survey existed. And I suppose the biggest one was each household got one card, so people thought that they were only allowed to vote once. I don't know if it would have changed the outcome of the survey, but I think we can do this a lot better in the future. We've never been fully briefed on the contract. Councillor McEwen and I, we've never seen the contract. So how can we vote to go forward with the contract if we haven't seen it? So, you know, I assume that we would have been brought up to speed with this long time ago, but we haven't been. So I've supported the motion, but I will be looking at the contract very closely when we get to see it.
You know, Councillor Scommazon spoke from the heart, as she does, and yeah, and I appreciate where she's coming from as one of the new councillors. She didn't go through the first lot of consultation processes or any of the meetings we had, and she's absolutely right. She needs to be confident as a councillor that the contract that we go into is right by her as well, and that she can sleep at night knowing that when, you know, voters come up to her and ask her questions of why you voted for this, she can answer them honestly and say, well, I knew, or I, you know, rather than I didn't know.
Councillor Zamataro and Noli, well, predictably, I guess, were glowing about the fact and the result of the survey. One of the things Councillor Noli said, she called the survey a time-wasting exercise.
Well, clearly a time-wasting exercise to her is being absolutely sure that a third of our community gets to have a say. And as I said, a third of the community wanted a bridge, and that's a lot of people in this shire. There's 12,000 people in this shire. That's over 4,000 people on average that didn't get a say. So I don't believe it's a waste of time or money. I think it was absolutely worth the cause. And we went from 5% wanting a bridge to 35% wanting a bridge. That's a big flaw in the first consultation as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, talking of Councillor Noli, she had a conflict of interest, left the room for the next one, which is the retirement facility on Port Douglas Road. That is a great addition.
Absolutely. It's something that we know we need. Retirement is desperately wanted in this shire. It's something I've been pushing for many, many years. I've been saying we didn't have appropriate accommodation for elderly folks, and yeah, I'm very happy to see that one go through.
Okay, now the seafood van, which has been parked at 11 Warner Street for some time, they've had a pretty good go. So you've extended the time again.
We've extended it by 1 month to allow them to finish off the lease they took on the shop. You know, I still don't like the idea of having a van outside a shop on a street. I think it's a horrible look for the shire to start entertaining, and I don't wish to. But in all fairness to them, you know, they took out a lease hoping that this would be passed. Of course, we didn't pass it at the time, so we're just being fair and just by allowing them to finish their lease.
I've had a look at that, and it's not a good look. So you reckon this will be the end of it next time?
This will be the end of it.
Okay, then we looked at 20 Warner Street short-term accommodation. Now, they made a small change, apparently.
Absolutely. You know, they were debating over different things at the previous time. This actual motion was passed with the previous council, so it was the previous mayor and Councillor Noli that actually moved the motion for this one to be passed, and it was passed unanimously. And all they've done is put an application in so they can put a plunge pool on the roof and put a pergola over it. Now, as far as I'm concerned, having a roofed pool in this environment is absolutely smart. It's cancer smart, skin safe, all those things that they go on about, but it's also, you know, stops water evaporation. So therefore it is absolutely something that we should see. I'm so glad that the planners looked at it, saw it logically, saw it sensibly, and it fits within our planning scheme. We are most certainly not going outside the planning scheme by approving it, and I'm happy that it's gone through because it's going to be another fantastic development in this shire.
That's right, and all of these things happening when we've gone through such a tough year as well, and you can see that people have in their mind there is a great future for the Douglas Shire.
Absolutely. You know, we've gone through such a tragedy in the last 12 months with this virus, and we all should be working together to ensure we can get the best for our community. Having bloggers on Facebook commenting about high-rise buildings in Warner Street, and it's ridiculous. It's absolutely stupid. You know, this council will never have high-rise buildings in this shire. You know, yes, we look at different things and different perspectives, but we're encouraging appropriate developers to come into this shire to create jobs and ensure that we have a good economic development process.
Next up, Cycle Network, a funding agreement with the state government, main roads and what have you, contributing 50% of the project, Kooya to Mossman Stage 2. So what's involved for council as far as money is concerned?
Okay, so it's a $2.5 million project, and the state government has given us 50% in grant funding, and council will be putting in the other 50% in next year's financial budgets to go towards the project, and that'll allow us to build a cycle pathway the whole way from Kooya to Mossman.
That's about 1.2 million?
So 1.25 million, yes.
Yep. Okay, going on to the Douglas Hockey Association. Their name came up in the meeting today. What are you doing for them?
So there's the old play group kindergarten at the Mossman Showgrounds. It's not being used at the moment, and the hockey group came and asked us if there's somewhere that they can store all their belongings, and so it was suggested that they could use that there, and so council's drawn up a lease to allow them to use it for at least the next 12 months anyway, and we'll see how it goes from there.
Now, this was an interesting one. There's some road closure, Esplanade, Port Douglas. Now, it's not down right down near where the town is. But what's happened there? We're losing part of the Esplanade?
No, not at all. It's actually, where you drive in, you'll see there's a park on the right-hand side and then there's just bushes on the left-hand side. That's next to a property where there's an owner that's looking at putting through a project. And to do so, he needs to close that road reserve off that's not used. It is covered in trees and bushes. It is state land, so therefore we can't actually give him permission, but we have to give permission for him to apply to the state government for the road closure. So that's what that was. It was purely a technical thing to give him permission to apply to the state government.
Tourism Port Douglas Daintree financial report was tabled. Councillor Noley was glowing in the praise of this organisation. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a great report. It shows that, you know, how much work that they have been doing in the areas they've been doing. As I did say, you know, they were tracking on the same as the last financial year, and that's fantastic they were. But the big problem that I've had is that, you know, we are still, you know, 28% down on our gross regional proceeds from 2008. So we need to go better than that. That again, and this is why we're doing such a big amount of economic development, as far as having our two tourism economical development officers, and also, you know, looking at projects that can create employment, create jobs, and make money in this shire to keep people living here and make sure that it's a place to be.
Onto the Killaloe transfer station contract came up. 5 tenders were submitted, $1 million plus, I should say. Big bickies. This company is Bryant Builders Proprietary Limited. Now, they have an office in Cairns. There was no one local could have done this?
The tender process is the tender process. They go through a very strict and strong procurement, and the offer that this company gave was better. And that's the thing we have to remember, that they are still going to use local employees. There is a percentage in there with the rating for what amount of Douglas Shire employees you use, and they were high in that area. So whilst their head office may be in Cairns, there'll still be a lot of jobs for locals out of that project.
Okay, and water was the finish of the meeting today, and it finally ended with water filtration cartridges. Now, that was a big one, wasn't it?
Well, anyone that follows me on Facebook will see that I've been to the plant before, and there's photos of the filtration cartridges. There's hundreds of them up there that the water goes through, and it's like very fine spaghetti in these big tubes that takes out all the bacteria, etc. So some of them need replacing every year, and you know, we're going through the process of doing that, and there's only one company that supplies them. So because we can't go through a procurement process as such, we have a council resolution to allow the staff to purchase those cartridges from that company.
It's not going to break the bank either.
I don't think it'll break the bank, but I'd much rather have clean, healthy drinking water.
And of course, we've got the Buy Douglas, Build Douglas. We've got now the next round of all that. So we're keeping on reminding people, aren't we?
Absolutely. I have to give absolute credit to that last video with the big breakfast. I think that was a fantastic way to show how local businesses can help other local businesses out and, you know, do it in Douglas and, you know, keep the money here in our shire. So look out for all those different ones. There's another one that's just started with the handmade gifts, and I'm sure there'll be more to come. And, you know, just to remind everybody, you know, we're coming up to Christmas. Hit the markets. I was down there on Sunday. There's some fantastic ideas for Christmas gifts. There's lots of shops in Main Street that you certainly need your dollars. So rather than heading to Cairns to get your Christmas presents, hashtag do it in Douglas instead.
Mayor Michael Kerr, can we wish you and everybody and all your staff and all of the people here at Council, Tom Volling, who's been absolutely fantastic with the media side of it, can we wish you a Merry Christmas, and maybe the opportunity now for you to wish everybody a wonderful and happy Christmas in this extraordinary year.
Thank you. Yeah, much appreciated. And yes, absolutely. It has been a year that I think we will remember for a long time, as much as we'll try to forget, because it's been disastrous in so many ways. But hopefully we're coming to the end of it, and you know, I certainly would love to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Enjoy time with your families, because you know, we've missed out on that. Some people have missed seeing their families for quite so many months, and you know, at least we can travel again and get to see our families. And I hope everyone has a very safe and happy and healthy new year as we move into 2021.
Thank you.
Thank you.